You're listening to KCBX News. I'm Benjamin Perper. The chaos and government collapse in Afghanistan is bringing a flood of emotions for some U.S. veterans who served in the country. KCBX's Angel Russell reports on the mental toll and support services local veterans have to go to during this time.
As many of us are watching images and videos from the chaos unfolding in Afghanistan, veterans who served in that country are experiencing it differently.
The men and women that served in Afghanistan see Afghanistan through a lens that the American public, they'll never be able to see. It's just not possible because you all weren't there.
There are around 17,000 veterans who live in Slo County. U.S. Army veteran Morgan Boyd is one of them.
I led a platoon in Afghanistan in 2009, 2010 during the surge. One word, it's heartbreaking. Honestly, it's heartbreaking to see what's happening to the Afghan people.
Boyd, who currently serves as Slo County's Veterans Services Officer, says he's struggling mentally with what he's seeing in the news, and he knows he's not alone.
The problem is that our veterans are self-isolating, and they're not wanting to take the hard steps that it takes to seek help.
Boyd is encouraging veterans to join him in gathering at the Slo Veterans Center or to reach out to the county's mental health services. Here's Gabriel Granados with the county's Veteran Outreach Program.
If you are watching the news and it is activating anxiety or other difficult feelings, take a break from that information so that way you don't continue to overload yourself.
Granados encourages veterans, active military members, and their families to call the county's veteran therapist at 805-748-2403 if they are struggling or just need someone to talk to. He also encourages veterans to join in the free county events that aren't in a clinical setting.
All our events are here within our county, and they're typically outdoor active events from kayaking, horseback riding, and we would love to include you. It's a great opportunity, again, to connect with other veterans or to come with your own guest and enjoy some time with them and get connected to the community.
Boyd says for people out in the public talking about Afghanistan and sharing their opinions, to be mindful and sensitive to those around you who may have served.
If you do run across a veteran that served in Afghanistan, maybe ask them about their experience before you go and proselytize to them about what you think should have happened in Afghanistan.
For KCBX News, I'm Angel Russell.